You're listening to FC UM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FC UM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards the goal! Oh, it's the United's Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction to FC United's Argyle Cup final with Stockport County Ladies from Sunday afternoon.
Hiya, I'm Maxine Peake. And you're listening to the wonderful FC United Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FC UM Radio. Very shortly we'll be heading to Runcorn to hear if FC United's women's team could overcome Stockport County Ladies in the final of this year's Argyle Cup. But before that, it's time for this week's club news. And we start this week with some more dates for your diary, as on the 29th of May 2018, FC United will be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the 1968 European Cup victory with an end-of-season supporters evening in support of the FC United Development Fund in the function room at Broadhurst Park. Our host for the night will be comedian Big Lou Jones, who will be joined by guests of honour Alex Stepney and David Sadler, and there will also be a hot supper. Tickets are priced at £25 each and can be purchased via the club shop at www.fcumshop.co.uk or by telephoning the club office during office hours on 01 61 769 2005. While sticking with the United theme, the club have announced a special gathering this weekend for the FA Cup final. Supporters are invited to come down to Broadhurst Park on Saturday afternoon to watch Manchester United versus Chelsea in the function room. The bar will be open from 2 p.m. and no ticket is required. And finally, the next members meeting for FC United will be held on Tuesday the 12th of June at 7 p.m. at Broadhurst Park. On the evening, the club will be presenting next season's business plan for member approval, and there will also be an update on the St Mary's Road End redevelopment. This meeting is for FC United members only, so please bring your membership cards with you or relevant ID. Doors open on Tuesday the 12th at 6:30 p.m. To this season's Argyle Cup final now, and on Sunday afternoon, FC United women's team travelled down the M56 to Runcorn to take on Stockport County Ladies in a match which could see Luke Podmore's side complete a historic treble for the club. To hear now if the Reds could do it, it's over to WT Live at the Millbank Linnet Stadium on Sunday afternoon.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Millbank's Linnet Stadium here, the home of Runcorn Linnets, and you join us here live on a Sunday afternoon for a bit of Argyle Cup final action between FC United and Manchester's women's team and Stockport County. I'm Ben, and we're going to be bringing you live coverage this afternoon from the Millbank Linnet Stadium. Of course, this is could be a historic occasion for FC United, looking for three trophies this season, already winning the league this season, already winning the Manchester County Cup, and it becomes the People's Cup as well. It's actually four trophies, but we'll come back to that later. But the Argyle Cup, FC United holders of this competition, but this is a tough test for Luke Podmore's side this afternoon. Stockport County currently towards the top end of the division above, and joining me for this afternoon's coverage, it's the one, it's the only, it's Stato Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So it is a big occasion, this one, and because it's a big occasion, you've got loads of stats lined up for us.
It's a very interesting contest this afternoon, apart from the fact that we are going for a third or fourth trophy of the season. On the one hand, you've got the champions of Division 1 South, who've got an unbeaten record, the holders of the Argyle Cup, who've already beaten two Premier Division teams this season, 172 goals in the bag. Jess Battle, Fran Sullivan and Kirsty Chambers have got 96 goals between them. and we've won our last 16 games in League and Cup. Against that, Stockport are second in the Premier Division, only lost three times all season. They were unbeaten in the league until February, and they've got three former FC players involved this afternoon. Claire O'Reilly starts in the 11, and on the bench is Adore Yao and Shelby Wollstonecroft.
So, thanks for that, Paul. We have got more stats for you this afternoon as well. The teams are now out on the pitch. FC United, of course, wearing red. Stockport County, as you've become accustomed to, wearing blue. But we'll give you the team news in a second or two. But give us some of your stats about Luke Podmore, because this is not just a momentous occasion for FC United, potentially, but Luke Podmore comes into this as a head coach of the women's team in good form, let's say.
Yeah. Luke's record at FC, he's won 41 of the 45 games he's been in charge. Two wins and two draws. We're averaging 14 minutes a goal this season, and against Premier Division sides, of which we're playing one today, our record so far is a goal every 31 minutes. So that's still nearly three a game.
It's quite a record. Well, I'll give you the FC United starting 11 then. We've got in goal, we've got Chloe Ainsworth. At the back, we've got Abby Carrington on the left-hand side, Fran Davis as centre-back, and on the right-hand side of defence, we've got Chelsea Patient. In midfield, we've got a combination of Olivia Greenall, Rebecca Foster, Cara Fields. Turn the music off, please. That'd be great. And Fran Sullivan. On the wings, we've got Jess McCarrick and Kirsty Chambers. And up front, Jess Battle. Substitutes this afternoon, Gemma Jackson, Alice Forshaw, Nicole Hatcliffe, Jennifer Lomax, and Chelsea Flanagan. Stockport County, apologies if we get the names of the players wrong. We think the numbers are right, but unfortunately, at this level of the game, they're not 100%, are they, Paul?
No, we can only go on what we're giving them, afraid.
Absolutely. Right, so we've got Lauren Blackett, Hannah Wilson, Claire O'Reilly, Jodie Hancock, Nicola Connor, who's the captain, Sophie John, Sarah Bergen, Kath Jones, Chloe Mapp, Grace Wardle, and Vicky Lomas. Substitutes, Orla Conlon, Niamh Atfield, Liana Jones, and former SC United players Shelby Wollstonecroft and Adore Yao. And Adore Yao and Shelby Wollstonecroft, we should say, we do see them this afternoon. Great servants for the club in the early seasons.
Yeah, Shelby scored 101 goals for us in their time, which is obviously only two players who've ever done that, her and Kirsty. And Adora played over 100 matches for us, so both really good stalwarts for the club over the years.
9 minutes gone here at Linnet Stadium. It's corner number two for FC United, and it's going to be taken on this left-hand side by Fran Sullivan. In it comes, and against the number one. Oh, it's an own goal straight into the top corner on the far side. And
I'm not sure who's going to get the credit for it, but we'll give it Kirsty for now, maybe.
Well, it was Fran Sullivan who took the corner. In it went towards the near post, and there was plenty of fizz on that corner. And well, the defender didn't do the best with it, and flicks off her head into the far corner, and not much the goalkeeper could do with that one. And on 10 minutes, Paul, FC United have taken the lead.
Yeah, it was a difficult corner. It was flighted in very powerfully, and all it needed was a touch, and it looked like the Stockport player got the touch, whoever it was.
Bergen tries to cross that ball in. It's defended by Abby Carrington, and it's going to be another corner to Stockport County. What corner is that, Paul?
Third corner
of the afternoon for Stockport County on the 25th minute here.
They've had four goal attempts, but nothing to trouble the keepers yet.
Maybe this time round for Stockport County. Another corner from the right-hand side. It was a dangerous one the last time from County. In it comes again towards the far post. Who's going to get on that ball? Wells County try and scramble that ball over the line. And it's given. Not the prettiest of goals from County, but they just charged it over the line.
Yeah, well, it wasn't, as you said, it wasn't a pretty goal, but it was sheer force of numbers, I think. And Gemma Jackson was able to stop it crossing the line.
Gemma Jackson on the edge of her own box, clears the lines, out towards his left-hand side, one bounce and it finds Chambers. Chambers lays it back off to Fran Sullivan, to Greenall now for FC. Greenall, along the halfway line it goes to find Foster. Foster with a nice pass there to Fields. Back it goes to Greenall. Greenall is tackled though, and the clearance made. Only as far as Fran Davis, who does well, and plays the ball out left to Carrington. Carrington forward to Sullivan. Sullivan being hassled again in midfield. Greenall does well this time. Finds Foster. Foster. Forward it goes to Battle. Battle shields it well and plays the ball back to Foster. Foster now midway into County's half with a ball over the top. Again, it's well read by Wilson. Jess Battle. Well, the ball was cut out there once again from Wilson. He's had a very good half. The ball broke to Jess Battle, who levered it. And in it went, Paul. 2-1.
Well, it was an uncomplicated strike, and it's her 47th of the season.
Well, there you go. And, well, it comes about following, for the first time in the half, a bit of crisp passing in midfield.
Yeah, we actually used, it was the passing movement that we used to. The crisp passing and the good positioning. And it was the first time we've really put any pressure on them, and they've cracked.
And a fine finish there from Jess Battle. And, well, on 42 minutes, FC United are back in the lead. You know what, Paul? I can smell extra time coming a mile off, just so you know.
Yeah, well, that is a possibility. We might face extra time this afternoon, stroke evening.
I'm having a lovely time, Paul. You bring wine?
We'll have to ask the fans on what they've got left.
Free kick to Stockport County, just inside this touchline here. Long ball, it's a long, difficult pass. Jackson doesn't get to it. It's going to be scrabbled over the line here. Stockport County, I've got an equaliser. And, well, another messy goal this afternoon.
And I think it's Shelby Wollstonecraft to twist the knife here. Opportunist poke into the gaping goal. Gemma Jackson came out for the cross, didn't quite get there. And then it was just the scramble along the 6-yard line.
Well, I did say I do smell extra time coming a mile off. FC United have to get themselves out of third gear.
Well, we had extra time at Camel Head, of course, where we prevailed. So we've been there before if we have to.
Well, it's been a long season, and, well, we're 4 minutes away from it being even longer. Might use that line again at full time. O'Reilly clears it. Flanagan. Gets the ball back for FC United, goes one way, goes another, plays the ball to McCarrick. McCarrick is dispossessed though in midfield. And now Wollstonecraft plays this ball forward. Sullivan cuts this out. Sullivan now. Nice through ball there to find Chambers. Chambers is onside on the left hand side. Checks in field. Still going. Chambers shoots into the far corner. And well, for starters, what a ball from Fran Sullivan. But what a piece of skill and what a fine finish from FC United's captain, Kirsty Chambers. With 4 minutes left to play, it's 3-2, Paul.
If ever a captain came to the party, it's Kirsty Chambers. She's made so many goals this season and scored so many. And now she's scored a critical goal late in this game, which might secure the treble.
And that is full time. And FC United have completed an historic treble. 3-2 winners this afternoon, winners of the league, winners of the County Cup, and now, Paul, winners of the Argyle Cup.
I think there's been some very tired minds and bodies out there this afternoon. FC have struggled to compose themselves to win this last game. It's been a real battle from start to finish. And I think it's remarkable that they were pegged back to 2-2 with about 8 minutes to go. And they had to dredge themselves up another goal and found another goal from Kirsty Chambers to wrap up a memorable season.
And it really has. And I've not even included the People's Cup, which, of course, FC United won at St George's a couple of weeks ago. It's been a fine, fine season. A big congratulations to everyone associated with the women's team. The record of Luke Podmore and his side speaks for itself, Paul.
I think it's 40... Well, this season, it's 28... played 26-1. This season alone is remarkable, but his record over the whole period of his reign, he's only failed to win 4 games, 2 lost, 2 drawn, and he's won all the rest. It's very interesting, all the silverware's coming out right in front of us here.
Well, it's about time, Paul, that's all I'm going to say. I'm pretty sure the FC United Women's Team Twitter feed will be Periscope at this point, or we'll be doing something like that. It will be filmed, of course, hopefully by Neil Boo, we hope. But FC United, winners of the Argyle Cup, we should say as well, it's a retention of the trophy.
That's right, yes, we won it. We won it last season, beating Bury Ladies 6-4 in the final. I didn't expect this game to be a 10-goal thriller, and it certainly wasn't. It's been a very, very hard game between two sides struggling to impose themselves on each other. But it's a fixture that will be repeated. We expect next season twice, and FC have taken yet another scalp from the Premier Division.
And it comes on the back of other news that FC United's women's team will be playing in the main stadium next season, which is a welcome progression forward for the club as well. And why wouldn't you want to go watch FC United's women's team in the way they've been playing? This is another team higher up the football pyramid that FC United have dispatched this season. The only game we've lost is in the FA Cup, Paul.
That was at Wigan, yeah. And that's, of course, another side from a higher level. What a remarkable achievement this season has been. Obviously, promotion was the main aim. They've achieved that with some games to spare. And they've defended the two cups that they won last season, which is even more remarkable.
Let's talk about the goals this afternoon. FC United did go in at half-time with the scores at 2-1. Not the story of the game. The passing hasn't been the best from either side. Fran Sullivan was credited with the first goal on 11 minutes. Corner comes in. It was defended. It flicked off the defender's head into the far corner. Not much the goalkeeper could do. But then that was mirrored by Chloe Mapp later on, where it was literally on 26 minutes, just battered over the line.
Yes, it was like a force of bodies attacking the corner at the far post, and somehow they managed to force it in. And both goals that FC conceded today have been untidy goals, you could say.
Shelby Wollstonecroft finally got the equaliser for Stockport County. Another goal, another messy goal, scrambled over the line.
Yes, it wasn't a pretty sight. A free kick that wasn't dealt with, and a goal forced in at close range. And it's strange, of all the five goals, the winning goal, the killer goal that won the trophy, was the one of quality. And that was made by Fran Sullivan's incisive through ball and Kirsty Chambers' class.
Absolutely. So 3-2 the winners of FC United, retaining the Argyle Cup, winning an historic treble for the club, and we now wait for the trophy presentation.
Okay, and unfortunately, as we do in all finals, there's always a roar. And today, talent game, but the roar of today, Stockport County.
And to be fair to Stockport County, Paul, they've been the only team I've seen this season who've come up with a game plan which nearly came off against FC United.
Yeah, they've caused us some problems this afternoon, and of course we've got two of our ex-players who've been involved in this game plan, and they've just fallen short, but I'm sure they'll look forward to playing us again next time.
And today's winners,
she has to come up last, so she makes sure she picks it up.
The trophy and their medals for today and their league title medals. FC United of Manchester.
Oh, wondering where the medals were.
Yes. Now we know.
So there's Rebecca Foster getting her cups and Jess Battle, of course. There's Fran Sullivan. Greenhall, Chloe Ainsworth, who's got over a knock earlier that she had, is Abby Carrington. Chelsea Patient, who's made right back her own now, and Cara Fields.
Some very happy and tired faces out there.
Absolutely. Lomax, and Chelsea Flanagan, and Forshaw, Gemma Jackson, and Fran Davis, who might be picking up more silverware later, and Jess McCarrick, Nicole Hatcliffe, Phyllis Winters there, and Kirsty Chambers is about to pick up the trophy for FC United, winners of the Argyle Cup 2017-18, as well as the league, of course. Two trophies for the price of one. So we're now joined by, we'll call you secretary, because you more or less are, Rob Fulham joins us now. Rob, a great occasion for the club, winners of
three-stroke-four trophies, yeah. including the People's Cup in this. It's been a brilliant, brilliant season. You've obviously been connected with the women's team now for a very, very long time. Where does this occasion rank for you?
Well, in all my years of watching football, to be fair, Ben, to enter every competition by the FA Cup and walk away with the trophy at the end of the season is just unbelievable. I'm so, so proud of the job that the whole squad's done and the management, Luke and Mark. And a great shift by everyone. The character in the team in that final, which was an absolutely superb match, very tense, and something we needed, to be fair, and a good taste of what we're going to face in the higher division next season was brilliant. The absolutely superb character. It was special as well. We were playing against three of our ex-players who'd served us well in the past, Claire O'Reilly, Shelby Wilson-Croft, who scored against us, and Adore Yao, who sadly didn't get on the field. But to see where this team's come in the last 18 months in particular is phenomenal.
Obviously, this is the first team we played, I think, where they've come with a game plan that's been effective. I've seen that it couldn't really get control of the ball in midfield, and it added to that. And even at 2-1, you knew it wasn't going to be enough. I was just speaking to Jerome then off the pitch, and he made the point that the team will benefit greatly from an occasion like this where they have been pressured, because that's not really happened this season.
No, without a doubt. We're going away in the FA Cup aside. When we've played teams in this division, in this cup, including Merseyrail Bootle, who were champions of our league last year and beat us twice last year, and we destroyed them in one of the earlier rounds, it was always going to be tough playing people in this league. And to be fair, Stockport County, the highest placed team we could have placed that are going to be in that league next year, they finished runners-up to Burnley. So a real good test. And you're right, Ben, the first three quarters of the first half we were struggling to get our possession in play, but once we settled down and that last 15 minutes of the first half started playing the ball as we can, we really gave Stockport a run around, and that's when we took advantage and got the lead back. And you're right, we could have scored others. We did squander a couple of chances towards the end of the half, but you know, the result at the end of the day I think was the right result.
Now, where next for the women's team? You know, every season, from Lee Sutton to the Luke Podmore era, we've seen a progression each time. Next season, we're going to be in the main stadium. It's a big, big deal, that one, for the women's team. And with performances that we put in this season, you can say it's onwards and upwards.
Yeah, I think the club needs to do everything they possibly can to get behind this this team and the whole project that is women's football, if I can call it that. Because you're seeing now everyone taking an interest in it, all right across the league. So Salford City are starting up next season. Manchester United, even, announced bidding to get a women's team up and running again. So moving to the new stadium is a massive step, and let's get everyone, as many people as possible, to come down and make this thing work, because it's something special, this, and something special for FC United in particular. And what I'd personally like to see is the club look at how we can support Luke in getting a development squad in place. He physically can't do it. He hasn't got the time or the commitment. If we can get a development squad in place, and teams like West Didsbury and Chorlton are doing that this season, then I think
County have got three teams.
County have got three teams, yeah. Well, talking to Jay, they've actually got a fourth team who doesn't have a lot to do with him, H&R, they're called. So we're behind the game there now, and it's going to be tough keeping everyone happy next year. And with all the fixtures we're going to be playing, we need that strength in depth. You can only use three subs in most of the games we're going to be playing next year, so keeping everyone happy is going to be a real tough job for the management team, and we're bound to attract other players as well, so it is going to be a hard job, and we need that second pool of players that can really push the first team and have a pool that the manager can pick from. So I'd urge the club to really get behind this now.
And it's another thing that we've been saying about AFC Manchester, for those who don't know, is the girl equivalent of Moston Juniors, who also play on the Ronald Johnson playing field. Mm. You need that progression. You need to be able to offer that step where you can go from AFC Manchester to a development squad, potentially to the first team. And you need that. And that's what one of the elements to this stadium being built was, the idea of promoting women's and girls' football. And that's what needs to happen now.
Yeah, absolutely. We as a club need to get right behind this now, because it will give us another dynamic, a more recognised dynamic, and quite rightly so. Everyone now is getting behind this game, and so it'd be wrong of FC not to try and embrace that as well. And they have, to be fair, we have embraced it as a club. We've got the women's team started, just completed six seasons, and progression year on year, Luke is an ambitious manager. We've got to match those ambitions because he wants to be in the Women's Premier League this time next year. So watch this space. But to do that, we are going to need something following him up in terms of development. So, I would urge that to happen.
Rob Fulham, a big thank you. You have a lovely summer.
And you too, Ben. Thanks for all your support. The radio's been absolutely fantastic. Continues to promote all aspects of football at FC United. So long may that continue. Thanks very much, Ben. All the best.
Well, from one legend, Rob Fulham, to another, Jess Battle. You've scored quite a lot of goals this season, won a lot of accolades. Now you've got two trophies and two water bottles in your possession. What have you made of this season?
I couldn't predict it to be any better, to be honest. We've won everything that there is to win. The treble, and I don't think anyone's done it before, and we're just over the moon. I knew we had it in us because I think that as a team we're amazing. And I'm just so happy that we performed on the day and got the results that we wanted.
And it's not just these three trophies as well. You were part of the People's Cup winning team as well. Are you going to Wembley then? Are you going there?
Yep. We won the People's Cup, and then next Saturday we go to Wembley for United and Chelsea and get to lift the trophy at half-time in front of the 80,000 fans, which will be good.
So when you moved to the club a couple of seasons ago, could you have expected that you'd have a season like this where you've literally won everything? And how many goals, Paul, is it now? 47? 47 goals in a season. And I know you've been keeping in touch with Stat Paul about those stats. It's been quite a remarkable season, hasn't it?
It's been amazing, everything that we wanted. I knew the team was capable of winning all three trophies, but the fact that we've actually done it just makes it even more amazing. We can just go onwards and upwards now.
And where next for you? Obviously, we've got this every season, we've said we've had it. We can see the progression being made. Next season, we're moving into the main stadium. What's that going to mean for yourself and for your teammates, do you feel?
It's going to be an amazing opportunity for us, and just the fact that we get to play on that carpet pitch and have the facilities of the stadium is amazing for us and our fans, and it's just a step above everyone else, which is what we want to be.
Well, Jess Battle, a big congratulations again. You keep up the good work, have a lovely summer, and we'll see you next season.
Thank you.
Right, how do you start this interview? I'm here with Captain Marvel, Kirsty Chambers, and head coach Luke Podmore. We've won the treble. What a goal, Kirsty, to win it.
Yeah, well, you can't even put it into words really, can you? I just did what we did. We knew it was going to be a tough task with them being in the league above. It's good getting a good idea, obviously, of what we're going to be up against next year, but we've just proved that we can beat them, so bring on next season, we're ready to do it again.
Yeah, I mean, there was three sort of, let's call them scruffy-ish goals, but I mean, yours and Jess's were absolute exosets that if you're going to win a trophy, they were the sort of goals that deserve to win it, but I think we just had the better of them on the day there, Luke.
Yeah, I think anyone watching that game, you know, in terms of football inside, I think we definitely played the better football. We definitely created the opportunities from open play. Like I say, we knew they were strong at set pieces, and that was, you know, our downfall at times. But, you know, without those two set pieces, I don't really think they caused us too many problems. So yeah, I'm really happy with the team's performance. And we were true to ourselves. We played our game, and it's won the cup final and won us a treble. So,
I mean, you probably have these conversations at the beginning of the season. You're thinking that these things in the back of your mind, but we've, you know, when you do it, it's another thing, isn't it? Because I mean, it means that every plan you put in place has worked, and every training session's been worth it, and all these rainy Wednesdays that you've had to put up with. I mean, it's a glorious day here today, and that's the sort of benefit and payback you get.
This is all what it comes down to. All that work, all the hard work the players put in, like say those rainy nights, snowy nights. You know, even when it was snowing, we didn't call it off. We still carried on and did work inside. All pays off on days like today, and I think anyone watching that game today could see the two sides, the difference in the fitness, the difference in the discipline was just outstanding. So yeah.
Yeah, they started well. I thought they almost had the better of the first half, although we were 2-1 up. But from about 35 minutes in, they looked like they were getting tired, and we started to use our sort of nous against them, and our playing against them just to outfox them, really.
Yeah, definitely. We knew that like at half time that was our talk. We knew that first half, playing football personally for our team, that's not the standard that we normally play at, and we knew that we had to put it right in the second half. But going in 2-1, still playing not the best we can play, and we knew if we came out and stepped up another level, then we could get the result that we wanted.
And we certainly did. I mean, it's a nice surface. I was wondering before we came out here today, at the end of the season, on a pitch of a lower league club. But it's a little bit bobbly, but there's a lot of grass, and it's a nice surface.
Yeah, I think the venue, and that's one thing we are going to feed back to the league, this venue is a brilliant venue today. Obviously, the weather's made it quite dry, but there's a lot of grass on it. It made, you know, it set up for a good game of football, and we at times, like you say, did really pass it around, and really put on a bit of a show, so it was good.
So all we have to do next season is win the FA Cup, and then we're better this season.
I don't think we're setting that as a target. You know, yeah, I think maybe the FA Cup this year was one thing that we could have done a little bit better in. But we all, you know, next year's a new year, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I mean, what a terrific day we've all had. Thanks very much for the entertainment that you've given us, and all the terrific goals, Kirsty.
Thank you.
So Luke Podmore and Kirsty Chambers there speaking to Neil Beer after the match. Magic of radio, you see that?
Love that.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Luke, I'm not going to talk to you about this match because you've already talked about that. I'm going to talk to you about next season. And obviously, this season, we've said already that from the Lee Sutton era to this one, every season you can see a step progression being made. You've come into this season as a team and as a management squad, and I've smashed it out of the park completely. I hate to say this, but the only way is down from here. But it's not, is it? Because we've got the new stadium move. Yeah. What's your thinking now going into next season, assuming you've even thought about it?
Well, now next season is on my mind now. After, as soon as the final whistle went, it's like thinking about next year. I think we've got to obviously be realistic about next year. You know, everyone will probably now think, oh, they're going to win, you know, the full thing. You know, that's not what the target will be. You know, it'll be a period of transition now where we've got to, you know, that was a cup final thing. We won 3-2, but every game next year is going to be like that. It's going to be the same intensity, the same, you know, the same style of play that we play against. I think, you know, a realistic, you know, we need to cement ourselves in that league above first. And then, you know, if we get to Christmas and we think, okay, we're there, thereabouts, well, you know, obviously I'm not going to be stupid. We're going to go on to win every game. That's what we're going to do. But I suppose we've got to be realistic and give the players, obviously, a different set of goals now. I suppose they do have to move with, obviously, moving up a pitch. But again, the ground, that takes us to a different level again. We could go to a different level. I really don't know at this moment in time, but I'm just excited. Really, really excited. Yeah. I think a lot of other people will be looking on.
I mean, you become a father as well. And obviously, you know, we had chats about the fact that, you know, in the early days, you joined Tom Greaves' backroom staff, scouting. Yeah. But the problem you had is time. There's not enough time in the day. And obviously, you're one of the most hardworking people at the club. And, you know, next season, we are looking at the step up. Yeah. And what do you think needs to happen with the women's team? There's obviously been this big step now where the club's said you're playing in the main stadium.
Yeah.
What do you think needs to happen next to make sure that the club can progress on and off the field?
I think we've just got to develop our infrastructure a little bit more. Like I say, I think we're in our seventh season now of existence, and we're, you know, to be where we are now, on, you know, having been promoted and having just won 3 cups, I think we can, you know, we've proven that we can fly the flag for FC United as a women's side, and, you know, we're doing great things here. So obviously the stadium move is a fantastic move, maybe off the pitch, and again maybe a few more help behind the scenes, because obviously that would require a little bit more planning now and a little bit more involvement from the club. But the club are behind us. The conversations I've had with the club and Damien have been so positive. He wants to back us to the houses, and obviously we're still yet to decide all these little particular things, but I've got no two ways about it. I think, you know, we're going to get backed really well by the club, and the sky can be the limit now. You know, we've got to just go into next year and be really positive and see where it takes us.
And obviously at this stage, you know, we've been here on FC Radio, we've been championing the women's team for years now. Mm-hmm. And slowly but surely some people cottoned on to that. Manchester United are getting a women's team.
Yeah.
Salford City are getting a women's team. There's a bit more competition in the area. Obviously Stockport County, I think they've got 3 or 4 teams that they've got. Yeah. So it's going to get really, really competitive.
Of course it is, yeah. And like I say, we can only just keep winning and keep making ourselves attractive. And, you know, maybe after next season, I think it'll be good to get a development squad underneath us and then obviously go from there. And the plan for the women's team now, which I've spoken to the club about, is huge. But it's obviously we've just got to work before we can run, really. Like I say, we're and understand where we are. And some of these clubs have been going for 25 years, 30 years.
89 Stockport County.
There you go, 89. Yeah. So we've got that to compete with, but, you know, there's no reason why. Well, we've shown today that we can compete at that level and we can win trophies. And for me, players who want to play football want to win trophies. So I think we're one of the most attractive clubs around the North West at the moment.
Especially with the fan base as well. Absolutely. And a nice little group photo at the end.
Yeah, we had a couple of potential players here watching us today.
And, already?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they've obviously already commented on the fact that, you know, we've got a fantastic following, which is obviously a big attraction again. So not only winning cups, off the field, we've got great support, the club's backing us, it's all ready to go.
Well, Luke Podmore, manager of FC United's quadruple winning, I'm including the People's Cup, because it needs to be included.
Yeah.
Quadruple winning women's team.
Yeah.
Put your feet up, 2 minutes we'll let you have, and then get back straight back on it, and you have a lovely summer.
That's it, mate. Thank you very much. Cheers, guys.
WT Live there from Sunday afternoon, and a big, big congratulations to everyone associated with the FC United women's team for what has been quite a remarkable season. And on that positive note, that is the end of This Club Is My Club for the 17-18 season. A big, big thank you to everyone involved at the club for all their support for the show during the season, and a special thanks to all the volunteers at FCUM Radio, as well as our friends at North Manchester FM for helping to create and broadcast the show throughout the season. We will return in July with our pre-season summer specials, but on behalf of everyone here at FC Radio, a big thank you for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next season.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.